Time for the Abbott and Costello Show. We're on the air for ABC here in Hollywood.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go with the Abbott and Costello Show.
Hollywood tonight, for your listening pleasure,
with Susan Miller and the music of Bad and Out. Hold on to your chairs, folks, for here they are, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
All right, Costello.
What are you doing with that suitcase?
Hey, I've been invited to Washington. You've been invited to Washington.
Well, President Truman wants me to advise a plan for peace. I'm going to move all the people of France to Germany, all the people of Germany to Italy, all the people of Italy to France, and all the people in England to Italy.
Well, how will that make peace?
Everybody will be so busy learning a new language, they won't have time to fight. Excuse me, I'm going to walk right in the White House and say, hi, Harry.
You call the president, Harry?
Oh, sure, I got something on him, Abbott. One time he sold me a necktie that wasn't washable. Costello, you haven't got the brains you were born with.
Ain't my fault, Abbott. Stork was a dirty crook.
Oh, be quiet.
Before the boys get rolling into high gear, here's a fellow with a special message for you.
Exactly a year ago today, the eyes of America were focused on an airplane landing in Tokyo. It was the bombshell en route to shattering all-time records for around-the-world flights. This year, the ears of millions the nation over are drawn to ABC each Wednesday night. Week after week, ABC sparks the airwaves with a full evening, star-studded entertainment, an outstanding lineup of top-flight Wednesday night shows. And tonight, immediately following Abbott and Costello, comes 90 minutes of listening that's especially recommended. First, the Groucho Marx Show, then there's the Great Bing Crosby Show, guest starring Fibber McGee and Molly. Bing's followed by the Star Theater, featuring singers Gordon McRae and Evelyn Knight, plus Victor Young's orchestra. Don't miss these three fine programs later tonight. And remember, Wednesday night from early to late, the listening's great on ABC. Now back to ABC's Abbott and Costello Show.
Costello, where have you been?
I stopped in a department store to buy a shirt. They were having a big sale in the corset department. I got all mixed up in that crowd of women, and before I knew it, a sales girl was racing the corset on me. Then, some guy took my picture.
What for?
Congratulations. I am now page 342 in Hopper's Bazaar.
You're not very bright, are you, Costello?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to nice school, and I've been doing pretty good, too, Abbott. I've got 80 in spelling, 90 in arithmetic, and 105 in geography.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. How did you get 105 in geography?
I had a fever.
So you're going to night school, Lou, eh?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know you were so studious.
Oh, indeed I am. I study lots of stuff. 6 months ago, I started a course in dancing from Martha Murray and a course of muscle building with Charles Atlas.
How are you doing?
Not so good. After 6 lessons, I've got muscles like Martha Murray and I dance like Charles Atlas.
Costello, you are the world champion. You are the world champion idiot.
Thanks, coach.
Something like you could never hold office, especially a public office. Your family has no background, as I told
you. Oh, no. Well, the Costello family is famous. My great-grandfather, Daniel Boone Costello, shot it out with Standing Bull.
You mean Sitting Bull.
Not after Grandpa shot him. Only one day, Grandpa came home unexpectedly, and there was Grandma smooching with a famous general.
Custer?
Yes, sir. He called her every name he could think of.
Costello, this is ridiculous. You could never be elected to public office. They only want prominent people. Take Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, what did he do?
What did he do?
What did he do? A natural question. What did he do?
Interest, please.
I could have said, so what?
Well, all right, so what?
So what did he do?
All right.
Now, give me the answer.
All right, he did something spectacular. He discovered electricity.
He was just lucky.
What do you mean, lucky? He's out there one night flying his kite. He gets struck by lightning. Every week he gets his picture in the Saturday Evening Post.
Nah.
Are you sure we're reading this right?
listen, Buck. Take my uncle, Jack Abbott. How do you think he got on like this, Tom?
You say Jack Rabbit?
No,
Jack Abbott.
That's my Uncle Jack.
Could have been Jack something else, too.
No. Look, Lou, how do you think he got elected to town?
I don't know. How did
he? He did something spectacular. He invented the midget automobile. It keeps operating. Yeah. On one quart of gasoline, you can leave here at midnight, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're in Glendale.
Well, there's only one thing wrong with that.
What?
Who wants to be in Glendale at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Tablet, get your aspirin tablet. Don't have an aspirin tablet.
Just a minute. There's nobody around here with that kind of headache.
Your program isn't over yet, Tubby.
That Tablet's nephew, folks, used to be a window trimmer in a grocery store, but he quit.
Why'd he quit?
He wanted him to lay ace in the window. Now he comes over here and lays them on the program every Wednesday night.
What have you got against Norm?
Every morning since I've been living with him, he tries to shove me in a bathtub to give me a bath.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that? Lots of people put boys in bathtubs.
Face down.
Hello, boys.
Well, hello,
look,
girl.
Stella, look who's here. Susan Miller.
Hiya, Susan, old taco kid, old king.
Now, Stella, that's no way to address Susan.
Use words. Remember, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. You've got to use more honey on Susan.
That's right, Stella. You should use more honey on me.
Susan, you can't have no fun with a sticky girl.
Are you and Susan going out tonight, Lou?
Oh, yes. I've got an evening all figured out. Susan, we'll go for a drive in the country. Then we'll park the car and do a little smooching.
Yes?
Then I'll drive you home. We'll sit in front of your house and do some more smooching. Then we'll go inside in the parlor, sit on the sofa, really do some smooching.
Did you figure this all out by yourself?
Sure. I did it to show up that General Marshal. He thinks she's got a plan.
Costello, there's no way to treat a girl like Susan. Why don't you cut that out and propose to her?
Yes, and remember, Costello, successful proposals are made in heaven.
Yes, and running out of gas in Griffith Park don't hurt either.
I'm a devil tonight, ain't I?
You certainly look cute tonight, Costello.
Thank you, Mother.
He looks cute. Why?
You know, Costello, I've always wanted to ask you where you got that nice curly hair.
Oh, my hair wasn't always curly. You see, up to the time I was 11 years old, my hair was perfectly straight.
And what happened?
One night, my father took me to a burlesque show.
Well, how could that make your hair curly?
Well, there was a girl there that wore a lot of live pigeons as a costume.
The pigeons were all she wore?
Yes.
What does that have to do with making your hair curly?
In the middle of her act, I threw a handful of bird seed on the stage.
Well, Costello, I'll be expecting you at my house tonight for dinner. We'll have rabbit surprise.
What, again? Couldn't we have something else?
Well, what's wrong with rabbit surprise?
Last time, the part you gave me was a surprise. It was bewildered.
So long, Fatso.
You know, I don't like to eat at Susan's house anymore, Rabbit. Last Sunday, she sent me a mess of little neck clams, and brother, was I sick.
Well, maybe the clams weren't good. How do they look when you open them?
You're supposed to open them?
There you are, buddy.
Well, it's my dear little wife. My Betty, don't you look sharp?
Take it easy, Abbott. You know, looks are deceiving.
I just bought a new hat. How do I look?
Well, if you were 10 years younger,
yes?
You'd look like Tom Brenneman.
Well, I'll admit I'm not as young as I used to be. But a pretty face and a lovely figure are sometimes a stumbling block to a girl.
Don't worry, kid. You've got nothing to stumble over.
Costello, how dare you insult my wife? Maybe a little plump, but I like him that way.
Oh, thanks, Bud, dear, but I'm not too fat.
Oh, no? When you were passing Howard Hughes' plane factory the other day, I heard one of the flying boats say to the other, "There's the one that can't get off the ground that I was telling you about."
Never mind him, Betty. Look, darling, did you find the diamond ring you lost on the corner of Sunset and Vine?
No, buddy, I looked all over the street, but I couldn't find it.
Did you look good in the gutter?
Even in the gutter, she wouldn't look good.
Costello, you won't talk to me like that after I saw her in my next show.
You're going on the stage?
Certainly. Betty is rehearsing her dance now.
It's quite a novelty. Oh, I don't use bubbles and I don't use fans. I use nothing but the wings of a bee.
Must be the wings of a B-29.
Quiet, Costello. Tell me, dear, how are you coming with the rehearsals of the show?
Oh, just fine. You know, there's one scene in that show that takes place in 1775.
Oh, tell me.
I'm sitting by the window with my hair up in curlers and cold cream on my face. Paul Revere rides up to warn me that the British are coming. Then I pull up the stage and he sees me.
Then he turns around and rides back to warn the British.
Costello. I don't want you to miss the show, because near the end, I do my famous imitation of an Australian officer.
Oh. Oh, how do you do that?
Why, I'll be glad to speak to you, Costello. Now, here's the way you do the Australian officer. Just put your neck between my two hands.
Like this?
That's it.
Oh, honey. Oh, honey, you certainly took him for a rump that time.
Oh, buddy dear, you always take him for a romp.
Oh, but this time you took him for a romp.
Oh, you're always taking him for a romp.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard from an old pair of rompers.
Well, so long, grubworm.
Why do you call me grubworm?
Well, it's the first time I ever saw live bait so far inland.
Costello, you've got to be more careful what you say to my wife. She's a very influential woman. She knows all the big people in the town.
So what?
I know the biggest people in the country. I know President Truman. I know Tom Dewey. I know Henry Wallace.
Costello, it's a long-distance call for you. It's Henry Wallace on the phone.
I'll take it. Hello, Hank. What's that? Well, the best thing to do is to sneak up on them. Yeah, but you've got to be very, very careful. Make sure they don't see you. And when the time is right, you strike. Good day.
What did Wallace want? Political information?
No, he just wanted to know how to get past the hot foot.
Tablegram for Lou Costello. Tablegram for Lou Costello.
I'm Lou Costello, Pop.
Oh, so you're Lou Costello, eh?
Yes. Do you listen to me on the air?
Yep. I was telling my wife the other night, I said, honey, take Lou Costello with another Miss Hutch.
Just a minute. Miss Hutch is off the air and will never be heard again.
Well, you catch on fast, don't you, Bob?
Take the cablegram, Costello. Give the old man a tip.
No, can't take no tip. But if you don't mind, just turn me around. Give me a little push so I can run up and jump on my bicycle.
Okay, here you go.
How do you like that? I miss it every time.
Well, don't stand there, Costello. Open the telegram and see what it says.
Okay.
Who it's from.
Okay. Well, what do you know? It's from Paris, France, from my Uncle Pierre Varello.
Varello? You never told me that you had an uncle in France.
Oh, sure. He's there, Sister Warren. He married one of them French chateaus.
Please tell it to the cable game. Come on.
Okay. Dear Lewis, as you probably heard, we're having trouble in France with the French. The situation is getting worse, and I would like you to come to Paris immediately. Both I and the French people would like very much, and we would be very grateful to you if you could help us with the problem we are having with the French. Your loving uncle, Pierre Varello.
Hey, this is wonderful, Costello. It's your chance. It's your chance to become a great diplomat.
Just think of it, Abbott. You and me in Paris. We've got to get to Paris, France, right away. See, I haven't been to Paris since the war. How well I remember it. All through the war, I was in the French underground.
How did you ever get in the French underground?
Somebody pushed me into a sewer. Come on, Abbott. We're off to France. And Madame Adelphi, Mama, tears have fallen.
Well, they deserve a breather after that one, so let's take a minute right about now to listen to this.
With Major League Baseball only 5 days away, the air is filled with all sorts of predictions. Last year, Abbott and Costello went out on a limb, and all they got out of it was a worm from a passing sparrow. So I'll profit from their experience and make no forecasts except one. I prophesy great success for a certain member of the Pittsburgh Pirates. A fellow who catches flies barehanded and then feeds them to his favorite spider. Yes, sir, it's Bing Crosby. Don't miss Bing on his wonderful show tonight when he bats out a bevy of beautiful ballads and pitches banter with his guests, Fibber McGee and Molly. After Bing, hear the Star Theater featuring singers Gordon McRae and Evelyn Knight and Victor Young's orchestra. These are two of the hit programs in ABC's star-studded Wednesday night lineup, a lineup including our old friends Abbott and Costello. And now back to ABC's Abbott and Costello Show.
Susan Miller, singing star of the Abbott and Costello Show with Matty Malnick and his orchestra. He offers Mañana tonight.
The porches seem creeping and the bench keeps falling down. My pocket needs some money, so I can't go into town. My brother isn't working and my sister doesn't care. The party needs some water, so I can't go anywhere. Mañana, mañana, mañana is enough for me. My mother's always working, she's working very hard. But every time she calls me, I am singing in the yard. My mother says I'm lazy, and maybe she is right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight. Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me. The wind or she is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't keep it, I'll be soaking through my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day. Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me. Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me. Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. What's your hurry? Mañana is soon enough for me. Mañana is soon enough for me.
See, Abbott, I can hardly wait to get to France and help my Uncle Pierre Borello. He must be a big man to be in charge of all the French money.
What did your Uncle Pierre do before he went to France?
Well, he had a very important job in Paterson. He was official municipal representative in charge of emptying refuse receptacles and conveying decadent debris from the domiciles of the municipality to the city incinerator.
You mean he was a garbage man?
Isn't it funny I can never think of that word?
Well, never mind that, Costello. We're going to France just at the right time. What is more romantic than Paris in the spring?
Griffith Park, and you can pick your own season. Gee, I can't wait. I really can't wait to meet some of those beautiful French girls.
Ah, yes. I'd like to meet the French beauties, too. I'd like to meet them because they're intellectual. They're refined. They're cultured. Why do you want to meet them?
Same as you, but I won't lie about it.
Have you ever been out with a French girl?
Oh, sure. Once I took one driving in my car. It was raining and she was kissing me. First she kissed me on one cheek, then she kissed me on the other cheek. Then she kissed me on one cheek, then she kissed me on the other cheek.
She must have liked you.
No, her nose was caught in the windshield wiper.
You know, the French girls like a lot of attention. Did you buy her a present?
Yes, I bought her a pair of nylon stockings and she let me put them on.
She did?
But I don't look good in nylon stockings.
What was this French girl's name?
Her name was Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower?
Yes,
the Eiffel Tower is a tall, skinny thing that's 75 years old and is practically falling apart.
That's her.
No. This hawk says, while we're in France, we should buy some French perfume.
Yes, Susan Miller had some French perfume on last night, Abbott. It's called Giraffe. And is that stuff powerful? One sniff and you want a long neck.
I can't understand why Pierre wants you to go to France to help with finance. You know nothing about money or business.
Oh, is that so? Well, for your information, I saved Universal International Studios $50,000 on their last picture.
How?
Well, in one scene, they had 500 girls dressed in long skirts. I made them get into bathing suits.
Did the picture show a profit?
Among other things, yes.
Just how do you propose to help the French people with their money problem?
Oh.
You can't stop inflation.
I think I know how to do it, Abbott.
How?
I'll take all the money out of the banks and put it in the horse barns.
Why?
To stabilize it. That...
To an idiot.
Excuse me, Abbott. I didn't mean to crowd you.
You know nothing about finance. Now take me. I have the head of a financial wizard.
And when that wizard finds out what you've done with it, he'll sue you for every cent you've got.
Costello, you tax my intelligence.
If there's a tax on intelligence, you're entitled to a refund.
Hey, Abbott, we got to help Uncle Pierre. All right, come on. We'll go to the airport right now and take a plane to Paris. Well, Costello, here we are in Paris. Think of it. You and I are probably the only two people in France that came from Los Angeles.
Hey, why don't you look where you're going?
Abbott, that's three of us from Los Angeles.
Costello, before we look up your Uncle Pierre, let's get a bite to eat. Oh, wait a minute. There's a little cafe that says English spoken. Let's go in.
Abbott, I don't like the looks of this place. Look at that chef in the kitchen mashing potatoes.
What's wrong with that? Lots of chefs mash potatoes.
With her head?
With her head.
Bonjour, monsieur. You must be a stranger in Paris, huh?
How did you know?
I have never seen anything stranger in Paris.
Pardon, monsieur. I am the head waiter. What would you like, huh?
I'd like to have a date with that beautiful little red-headed waitress.
Ah, but monsieur, she's a silly girl. She is not all there.
There's enough of her there to have a date with. Enough of this nonsense. Waiter, we're hungry. Did you suggest a good French dish?
A French dish for gentlemen. How about some poisson avec pommes de terre et bouillabaisse marseillaise, garnished with sauté moulière à la Lafayette?
Well, what is that in English?
You built the fish.
How did you ever get to be a waiter?
Oh, my father always thought I would be a waiter. My mother, she thought I would be a bum. Well, you please them both. You're a bum waiter.
The waiter here speaks both French and English. Maybe he could teach you to speak French.
Well, I don't need nobody to teach me any French. I'll bet I speak more French than he does.
Oh, you can, huh? Vous parlez français, monsieur?
Oui, oui.
Oh, mon amour, voulez-vous promener sur les toits de Paris?
Oui, oui.
Oh, pardonnez-moi, s'il vous plaît. La comprenez-vous, je ne sais?
Oui, oui.
Oh, ça, c'est la femme. Suivez-moi pas toujours le mot toujours.
Oui, oui.
Go ahead, keep it up. I'll bet you run out of words before I do. Oui, oui.
Wait a minute, you're faking. You don't even know what the man said.
Oh, pardon. Allow me to explain some simple French. You do not know what I'm saying, so you say I do not know. In French, je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas? What does that mean?
I don't know.
How do you like that? He's going to teach me French, and he don't know the meaning of je ne sais pas.
He knows the meaning.
All right. What does it mean?
I don't know.
Hear that?
He don't know.
You dummy, it's not he don't know, I don't know.
This is worse than I suspected.
Neither one of them knows, and they're both trying to teach me French.
Be quiet, Costello, and listen. The waiter knows what he's talking about.
Well, okay. I'll prove to you that he don't know what he's talking about. Waiter, what is the meaning of Jenny Chupa?
I don't know.
I rest my case.
Dog sense. Waiter, we'll order now. We'll start with a salad.
Voila. A salad? Here it is.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll make my own dressing. Now, first a pinch of salt. Then a pinch of pepper, then a pinch of tea, then a... Oh! Wrong pinch.
Mademoiselle, may I apologize to my friend? I take it that you are an entertainer here in this cafe?
Oui, oui. I am Mimi. I do the can-can.
Goody, goody.
I am also the hostess. I welcome you to Paris. And you, mon petit Juju, I'm going to take you in my arms.
Oui, oui.
No, now I squeeze you.
Oui, oui.
And now I kiss
Oh, I really don't know how.
Oh, il est très facile.
But I don't know how.
Oh, je suis tellement heureuse de vous voir, de rencontrer quelqu'un de position entre vous, will you, Jerry?
I don't know how.
What's she saying, Abbott? Maybe I know how.
Come on, Costello.
That's the third one we hit tonight.
We're going to find your Uncle Pierre.
Ah, my loving nephew Louis. So good of you to come. We've been having so much trouble here in France with the Franks.
All, Uncle. Your worries are over. Abbott and I will save France. We have brought you a case full of books on finance.
Books? Didn't you bring any mustard?
Mustard? What has mustard got to do with the French money?
The French money? I am having trouble with the Frank Brothers. I'm running a hot dog stand.
A hot dog stand, man.
Am I humiliated?
Stick around. The boys aren't quite through with you yet. They'll be back after a final thought on this subject.
At the end of tonight's program, when Bud and Lou dash through the studio doors to see who will get to a radio first, why don't you just sit back and enjoy the last festival they're racing to hear? It's the Last Fest, that's the laughingest quiz program on the air. The hilarious Groucho Marx Show, which follows next over many of these ABC stations. After Groucho, the great Bing Crosby Show, guest starring Fibber McGee and Molly, which is followed by the Star Theater featuring singers Gordon McRae and Evelyn Knight and Victor Young's orchestra. Next week, tune in early, listen late for all the outstanding programs broadcast every Wednesday night over most ABC stations. The Lone Ranger, Lionel Barrymore and Mayor of the Town, Fox Pop, Abbott and Costello, Groucho Marx, Bing Crosby, and the Star Theater. Remember, the outlook is bright for great listening tonight and every night on ABC. And now back for a final word from ABC's Abbott and Costello Show.
Here are Abbott and Costello with the final word.
Folks, the contest we are running on our Saturday morning Abbott and Costello Kids Show now has a jackpot of over $29,000.
Get in on this contest, folks. We believe it is the biggest contest ever and for the greatest cause. The
purpose is to combat juvenile delinquency.
And by entering, you can win a $5,000 mink coat, a $5,000 airplane, a $3,000 trailer, a live baby elephant, thousands of dollars worth of diamonds, and loads of other big prizes totaling over $29,000.
Listen Saturday morning over most of these stations. Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Listen each Wednesday night at this time for another great Abbott and Costello Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Charles Vanda and featuring Susan Miller and Matty Malnick's orchestra. This is Michael Roy saying goodbye until this same time next Wednesday. Be sure to stay tuned for the outstanding entertainment which follows throughout the evening on this ABC station.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. 8:30 at KECA AM and FM, Los Angeles.